In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. Today we are talking about the Corinthos mob family.
Oh, again, get ready to be shocked.
I know. I had no idea that Sunny.
I love that the first sentence says the Corinthos, also known as Corinthos Morgan and Morgan Corinthos mom family. And Joss is like, did Jason kill for it?
Yeah. So if you are just listening to this years and years from now, the week of March 18th through 22nd, 2024, Joss acted surprised that Jason killed people and that Dex might have killed for Sunny. She's shocked.
Shocked.
Even asked Carly about it. And Carly looked at her like, what?
Gave her the great advice of do not ask questions that you do not want the answers to.
Yes. So the Corinthos, also known as Corinthos Morgan and Morgan Corinthos. I feel like it was only known as Morgan Corinthos when Jason had to step in for a minute.
Right.
Anyway, mob family is a fictional mob and vigilante organization on the ABC soap opera General Hospital. In Port Charles, there are five main mob families, with the Corinthos organization holding the most power in the city. Many law enforcement officials have come to Port Charles to try to shut down the organization, and many enemies have tried to move in on their territory, but they always manage to fend off whoever's coming after them, whether it's the law or other enemies. Dun, dun, dun. The Corinthos organization is also the city's main vigilante organization, as they have been known to defuse many dangerous situations and crises.
And also cause a lot of them.
Yeah. And then it says, during an interrogation by the FBI about Pikeman Security Group, it is revealed that the Corinthos mob money is made from importing knockoff merchandise.
But that never happened.
I don't remember that happening.
That never happened.
He talks about the merchandise a lot, but I don't feel like knockoff merchandise was ever.
No, he's a coffee importer.
Right.
He doesn't talk about what else he's doing because that's his cover for everything is he's a coffee importer.
Right. Mm. And I don't know. He never mentions merchandise.
Nope.
So.
Oh, I want them to come up with a knockoff Shein or Temu or something and be like, Sunny owns controlling parts of.
Oh, that'd be funny. And then, so for the background, Sunny Corinthos arrived in Port Charles in 1993 and owned and operated a strip club before becoming Port Charles' most powerful mobster in the power struggles that followed Frank Smith's death. Sunny has become known for his relative benevolence compared to the other mafia gangs, and his donation of several millions of dollars was instrumental in setting up the Stone Cates Memorial Wing at General Hospital that serves bad coffee. As of late 2000s, Sunny Corinthos, now a mob crime kingpin, is known by all the East Coast, including everyone in Port Charles and most recently Landview, Pennsylvania and New Haven, Connecticut. Who's New Haven, Connecticut? That's not another soap.
It might be, but okay. Not one that I'm aware of.
He has been known for numerous crimes for a couple decades and was never found guilty for any due to his high level successful attorneys, Jason Morgan covering up his crimes, and his bodyguards getting rid of evidence as cops try harder to take him down but never succeeded. Everybody in Port Charles who knows who Jason Morgan is. He was born into wealth as Jason Quartermain, the son of Dr. Alan Quartermain and his mistress, Susan Moore. He was later adopted by Monica Quartermain. He was well-liked, smart, and basically one of the only sane people to be born into the Quartermain family. He was a medical student planning to follow in the footsteps of his parents, but one fateful night changed his life. One night, when he was trying to stop his brother, AJ Quartermain, from driving drunk, he got into the car with him and they crashed, leaving Jason permanently brain damaged with no memory of his life. He broke away from his family and changed his last name to Morgan in honor of his paternal grandmother, Lila Morgan Quartermain, and started working for mobster Sonny Corinthos. Jason and Sonny became very close, and they were almost as close as, quote, brothers. Why are we, quote, brothering Wait. That? They are brothers, just not blood. However, over the years, there have been many times when they occasionally become enemies. Over time, Jason has gotten closer to his family, especially his adopted sister, Emily Quartermain, and his adopted mother, Monica Quartermain. Sonny also got close to Emily. And then Sonny's youngest son, Morgan, was named after Jason.
Madeline's been watching Cobra Kai.
Uh-huh.
And so this season is whenever, quote unquote, AJ comes on. And I'm like, mommy's talked to him. Well, she was so not letting on that she was impressed, but she was impressed. I was there like, ha,
nice.
I know him. You know, he doesn't know that we're best friends, but we are.
Right, exactly.
He talks about me all the time.
He does. When we were texting last week,
right.
He was asking all about
you. I'm sure. In 1997, when Jason was dating Robin Scorpio, she worried about how the mob was affecting Jason's life after he was injured and put in the hospital. She asked Sonny to fire Jason. Why do these women do this, though? Even back then, like, come on.
To be fair, Robin was at the beginning of his mob life.
Yeah,
so.
But everyone should know she knew Sonny well enough from
right.
Stone to not.
Right.
So anyway.
Very true.
She asked Sonny to fire Jason as she is afraid he will be killed if he continues in Sonny's organization. Because Robin asks, Sonny does so and fires Jason from the organization. And then Jason is unhappy.
He just got fired from his job.
Shocked.
Doesn't even have the backup.
Jason is unhappy at the news and demands a reason for why he was fired. Sonny tries to deflect, but Jason demands an answer from him. Jason manages to correctly guess that Sonny was firing him because of Robin, but Sonny lies and denies Robin's involvement. Jason confronts Robin about the issue and the two fight over it and eventually break up for a little while, but then reconcile and get back together until they went their separate ways when Robin left Port Charles in 1999 to go to school in Paris.
Yeah.
Once again, everyone goes to Paris. That is the only place to go.
It is.
In 2003, Jason gets caught up in a forbidden romance with Sonny's paternal half-sister, Courtney Matthews. Sonny forbids them to see each other, so they start seeing each other behind Sonny's back. When Sonny found out, he was furious and made Jason choose between Courtney or his job. When he chose to continue seeing Courtney, Sonny fired him and angrily kicked him out. Time passed, and Sonny eventually comes to terms with the relationship. He gives Jason his job back and is present when Jason and Courtney marry in France. However, months later, Jason and Courtney's relationship fell apart and they got divorced.
All right.
Isn't it a little weird that your sister hooks up with your like right-hand man and then also hooks up with your ex-wife's ex-husband?
Jax wasn't Carly's ex-husband yet, though.
Yet, but...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And your ex-fiance's
uh-huh.
also ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
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 We need to get that board with the yarn.
As you used to date the mother of your right-hand man's children, who then also goes on to date your son.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Okay, so Sonny has fired Jason twice.
So far.
And Jason has not quit yet.
Correct. He chose Courtney. So you kind of...
I guess, nah.
He didn't quit, but he was like, yeah, I'm picking Courtney. So then he got fired. We knew he was going to get fired.
Okay.
So
we're going to tally this up now.
There you go. In early 2006, Sunny and Jason got into a conflict when Sunny started dating Jason's sister, Emily, who was like 10.
She was not 10.
Jason was not only worried about how their dangerous business would affect Emily, but he was also worried that Sunny's mob drama and bipolar disorder may cause him to accidentally hurt Emily.
And this is when he was not treating it.
Correct. And she was like in that. She's like, right. Sunny, you need help. Come on.
Right.
She was trying to save him.
And she was a medical.
Yes.
So student. She was like, I can definitely help
student,
with
medical
this.
Students. Yeah. She was still very young. But anyway. In retaliation to Sunny and Emily seeing each other behind his back, Jason gave Sunny an ultimatum, Emily or the business. Dun, dun, dun. Sunny refused to stop seeing Emily, and as a result, Jason took the business from him.
All right, we're adding that one.
For the next couple of months, there was conflict and tension between Sunny and Jason. Things got so bad that Sunny put a hit out on Jason. How do you tell your girlfriend that? By the way, I put a hit out on your brother.
Right.
But called it off at the last second. However, there was another sniper there that night. And when Jason's girlfriend, Sam McCall, who had also dated Sunny, got shot in the back while in Jason's arms, he blamed Sunny and was going after him for revenge until Sunny was able to prove his innocence. This started the turning point for the two as they started to reconcile. And months later, Jason gave the business back to Sunny. In April of 2008, Sunny signed over the entire Corinthos Morgan crime family willingly to Jason after his son Michael was shot. Sunny was trying to escape the dangerous life for his son Morgan Corinthos and his daughter Christina Corinthos Davis and his then fiance Kate Howard. But even when he got out of the business, Sunny's longing for the life never went away, and he aligned himself with the with the Zakara crime family. That was just, blah. Sunny went to Jason to request the business back, but Sunny was in a volatile state as a result of his fiance Kate Howard getting shot on their wedding day. So many people getting shot.
I know.
So Jason refused to give him the business back, not wanting to put their families or employees at risk. Sunny gained control of the Zakara organization by marrying Anthony's daughter, Claudia Zakara. I loved her. And this act put Sunny and Jason as enemies once again. The conflict between Sunny and Jason rose over the months, and the tension almost took both organizations to a full-scale mob war, but they were eventually able to compromise and come to a truce. In March 2009, Sunny was in a better place, and Jason was tired of being the boss, so he gave the business back to Sunny. I wonder what paperwork's involved with that. Like, here you go. You sign an
right.
This illegal business to you.
Right. I mean, I'm sure they just talked to their mediator.
Sure. Sure. What was his name again? Because we've used him so often.
Then in late 2012, Sean Butler takes over many of Jason's duties in the organization as second in command. When Jason is presumed dead after being shot and kicked into Port Charles Harbor by Cesar Faison.
Are you going to make notes on how many times Jason died? Also?
Oh, yeah. Jason dies. One. By Cesar Faison, disguised as Duke Lavery. Luke Davery. Wouldn't sound that silly if it was actually his name, though.
Nope.
Then in 2012, a man named Derek Wells comes to town as Connie Falconeri's new boss. It is later revealed that this was all a disguise and Derek Wells is actually Julian Jerome, who wanted to take over Sonny's territory. It is also revealed that Ava Jerome is his sister, who arrived in Port Charles a few months earlier. When Connie found out their true identities, she tried to call and warn Sonny, but before she could, Ava shot her in cold blood and framed AJ Quartermain because he was in Connie's office drunk at the time of the murder. AJ took a gun to Connie's office and berated her for writing an article that cost him ELQ, but in the end dropped the gun and left. This gave Ava the perfect opportunity to frame him because Kate also wrote in blood AJ.
That's so cool.
And now this is making me wonder why Sunny is willing to be this close to Ava.
I mean, I feel like once you are close enough to conceive a baby with someone, that you just have to move on.
But we complain about Nina and Ava being friends so much when Nina tore Avery from her, literally.
Yeah. But men aren't the same as women. They don't hold grudges the same way we do.
I'm sorry. I would hope if you killed me, my husband would hold a grudge against you for a while.
for a while.
Forever. Like forever.
Sure, we can get past that.
JD?
Have some drinks. It'll be all right.
Hold on.
JD, would you still be friends with Amanda if she killed me?
Hey, can you come here for a sec? Okay, thanks.
This poor man is going to think that you need like help with your computer or some other technical issue, and you're going to ask him this ridiculous question.
Okay, serious question. Here, you can come closer, even though the sound does pick you up. If Amanda were to kill me, how long would you hold a grudge?
Just a couple months, right?
Now you are questioning this. No. Why are you even hesitating?
I know the answer. It's how I want to say it.
Aww, he killed you too.
That's so nice.
Thanks, babe. And then him and Brian are going to fight each other.
Remember where my camp is. Never find anyone.
Yeah.
That was very sweet.
I did say that the first time he took me up to camp. I called my mom and I said, you're not going to find my body.
There are places up there that you're not seeing.
All right.
Oh, dear. Okay.
No. It's beautiful place.
Can we just
now that sounded like a threat.
I know. Now I'm concerned for myself.
Right. That's what I think.
If I go missing, I will give you the...
But I'm thinking of... Once in a blue moon, no one ever did. She's looking at me like...
Listeners,
first it started out as him defending his woman. Now he's threatening her as well.
I'm not threatening anybody except Amanda.
Okay.
Oh, man, I thought we'd be having drinks a few months later. It'd be okay.
Wow.
You mean you guys wouldn't have a baby together?
No.
Okay. Because that's especially what happened with Sonny and
especially
Ava.
Especially not conceived in a crypt. That's just extra gross.
So you guys would not get it on in a crypt of your son's dead father? Oh my gosh, that actually works out because you are technically stepdad.
So here's the perfect scenario.
Guys, this is why General Hospital makes sense to us.
Up to the mountains.
Wow. Okay.
This would be the perfect place.
Right.
To put someone.
Mm-hmm.
We needed to hide them because there's already two graves up there. You know where I'm talking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's if you don't hit one of the booby traps, they left before they died. So
That part, I think, is all wives' tales. No. But we're not. This is not that podcast.
But now we need one that explains it.
These two people, that's exactly what they would have done.
Okay.
Thank you for your participation in your wife's
Thank
craziness.
Thank you for the poll. Okay. Ava did this to keep her and Julian's, hold on. Yeah. So she framed him. Ava did this to keep her and Julian's identity a secret, so they would have some time to set up their operation. Later on that year, it is revealed that Ava and Julian are responsible for getting Sonny's son, Morgan, hooked on gambling. And that's how he met Ava's daughter, Kiki Jerome. Julia. And then why is he okay with Ms. Wu having a poker game?
Cause she's not getting people hooked on it. They're adult men. With their own money to blow.
Okay. Or Gladys. Julian and Ava then get Morgan to turn on Sonny because he feels Sonny loves his brother Michael more than him. Michael goes to work for the Jeromes. Morgan goes to work for the Jeromes and puts a strain on his relationship with his father. They soon reconnect after Morgan accidentally shoots Max Giambetti at Sonny's warehouse when Julian and Morgan went to save Julian's enforcer, Carlos Rivera. Carlos was holding TJ Ashford hostage to keep himself from being executed by Sean on Sonny's orders to send a message to Julian. Morgan soon realizes the mob life isn't for him, and he goes home to be with his father. Again, why is TJ surprised by Sonny's business? He was literally kidnapped by him. Or not by him, but because of...
I don't think he's surprised.
He just said to Jordan, whenever he's like, oh my gosh, Sonny's gonna be related to this baby.
I don't think that he was shocked by what Sonny does. I think he... was stupid and just didn't realize the family connection, even though we had already discussed it.
Okay. Sonny has since been unable to kill Julian because he is a bone marrow match for Jason's son, Danny, who recently recovered from a battle with leukemia. Therefore, Sonny has to put up with Julian, but there's still much animosity between the two men till this day. In November 2014, Sonny asks Duke to run the organization while he is away. Okay. Gave to Duke. Well, he, Sonny, was in prison. On December 30th, the New Year's Eve on the show, Jordan Ashford asked Duke for a job, but he said it would have to that he would have to test out her loyalty. On May 2nd, 2015, Duke passed away after being shot in the stomach by Carlos under Julian's orders. Sonny assumed that Jake Doe killed him. As a result, he sent Sean to take him out. Sean arrived at the warehouse to try to shoot Jake, but Jordan arrived and disarmed him. While being disarmed, Sean fired a shot into the warehouse as Nicholas Cassadine's hitman shot Hayden Barnes in the head. Jake then emerged from the warehouse and attacked Sean, but Jordan was able to stop Jake and revealed her true loyalty to Sean. On May 27th, Sean was sent to prison for Hayden's shooting committed by Nicholas's hitman. In 2015, everyone, including Sonny, found out that Jake Doe's really Jason Morgan, but he doesn't remember his life. Jason also refused to return to the mob. On December 14th, Diane told Jason that he owns 40% of Corinthos Coffee, which means that Sonny owns 60%. On May 9th, 2016, Jason got his memories back, but still wants nothing to do with the mob. Later in the year, Sonny finally figured out that Julian was the one who had Duke killed. He sought revenge by ordering his men to put a bomb in Julian's car and then had another mob family framed. But he changed his mind by his wife's wishes. Unfortunately, his son Morgan was killed in the bomb instead. Initially, everyone suspected Sonny, including himself, that his ordered hit had caused the death. It was then revealed that Julian's older sister, Olivia, had ordered the hit and made Sonny look like the guilty one as a bonus.
Bonus. All right. And then during most of 2017, with his marriage in trouble to the point almost leading to a divorce and losing his assets, his family breaking apart, Jason refusing to work for him, and with the death of his son, Sonny began the process of retiring from the organization. It was then he was a big target and almost gets killed.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
By Garvey, Julian's old associate, for putting him in prison. After recovering from being shot in the leg and left to die in the pit, and after his nephew was kidnapped as plot against him, he ultimately decides to continue leading his organization. That was like so much going on.
Yeah.
In fall 2017, it's revealed that the man everyone thought was Jason was actually Jason's long-lost identical twin, Drew Kane, who was conditioned into having all Jason's memories by Dr. Andre Maddox under orders by Cesar Faison so he could take his brother's place since Jason was brain damaged and could not be brainwashed.
Interesting.
Yes. But after 5 years of being held prisoner in a clinic in Russia by Dr. Klein under orders from Faison's son, Heinrich, the real Jason escaped and returned to Port Charles, and he is shown to be resuming his duties as Sonny's enforcer and right-hand man while Drew remains civil with Sonny. In early 2018, with the mob activities in the city has nearly ceased and Sonny's mob family being all that's left, the mob life has died down. Once in a while, his threat of their reputation was occasionally used towards their advantage.
Okay.
That sentence was written confusingly as I was reading it, but I get it.
Yeah.
Mob activity resurfaced beginning of 2020 when shots were fired at three locations at the same time. Pier 55, intended for his son Michael, Coffee Warehouse, intended for his employee with Carly as collateral, and the pub in Brooklyn, New York, intended for Sonny while he was visiting the city with his father, Mike, along with Jason for support. It is revealed that Cyrus Renault, a drug kingpin who has a large reputation of trafficking illegal supplies from other countries to Pacific, is after Sonny and what the agenda was regarding territory, revenge, or rivalry purposes is still unknown to this day.
Mm-hmm.
In December 2020, after Sonny goes missing and is presumed dead from the bridge collapsing following his altercation with Julian, Jason becomes the acting boss of the organization. Sonny would later turn up alive in Pennsylvania with amnesia and call himself Mike, working as a bartender from January to September 2021. Jason is falsely accused of the murder of Franco Baldwin and forced to go on the run. In Jason's absence, Carly attends the meeting at the Five Families and becomes the acting boss of the organization until Jason's charges were dropped. Later on, the Five Families began to grow less tolerable, with both Carly and Jason being heads of the Corinthos organization, and forces one of them to kill the other. Jason and Carly decide to make the decision to marry as a way to put a united front. After the wedding, why is that in air quotes? It was a wedding. They got married. They didn't know that they weren't really married because of whatever being it was.
Even though they love each other, it wasn't, they weren't in a romantic relationship that led up to. So I think that that's the quotes is.
Okay. I was going to say it wasn't a real wedding. After the wedding, Sonny returns after regaining his memory from his accident in the burning building in Nixon Falls, Pennsylvania, with no help from Nina. As of late September, it would appear that Sonny is back in charge, with Jason back to being his right-hand man. On November 4th, Cyrus tells Sonny that Joey's older brother, Polly, had an accident where his brakes didn't work and he was killed. Joey is taking over for the Novaks. Joey returns from Portland and threatens Carly at the Savoy. He is thrown out and later severely beaten by Marshall, by Marshall Ashford. Sonny threatens Joey in the hospital and he agrees to step down as head of the Novaks and give Sonny his territory. Joey will have to deal with the Novaks himself. Dun, dun, dun. On November 1st, 2022, Valentin Cassadine visits Sonny with a business proposal as an intermediary Pikeman security group. This was so bad from the very beginning. I don't know what Valentin was doing. Sonny knows they do mercenary operations. Valentin says Pikeman is interested in moving certain classified merchandise through Port Charles without the interference of government or law enforcement. They feel that Sonny's facilities would be ideal for their purposes. Sonny wants to know what he gets out of the deal. Valentin says that for every successful shipment, Pikeman is willing to pay Sonny $10 million. That's a nice chunk of change.
That is.
In 2023, Sonny goes through with the deal, sets up several of stooges working with the security company, leading to him being arrested and questioned by the FBI. Sonny reveals at this time the truth of what his mob organization actually imports, and the feds discover he's pulled one over on them, letting him go.
Okay, so he didn't.
No.
Okay.
He didn't.
I know, but...
like, we know. That wasn't that long ago. We know he did not say what.
And I feel like that would have been a huge thing that we would have remembered.
Yeah.
So then the Corinthos mob family also has several properties. Some of the following locations have been used as fronts and offices for the Corinthos organization. Others have operated as legitimate businesses, such as Corinthos Coffee, The Island, which I guess they're referring to the casino.
Right.
Perks Coffee. Pazulo's, which we never see anybody in.
Nope.
We should really see people in there because the food looks great.
It does.
Sonny's Coffee Shop, Volanino's, The Waterfront, and Extreme Motors, which was Brando's. But now it's owned by Selena Wu.
What is Sonny's Coffee Shop in relation to Perks? I thought that's what it was.
Says that it was a local coffee shop in Port Charles, New York.
I thought it was just Perks.
Sonny's Coffee Shop was opened in December 2006 by Sonny Corinthos to serve as a front for his illegal activities. Sonny frequently worked out of an office in the building. Carly Spencer took over decorating and added a coffee cart. This is where Max Giambetti was demoted to working to when he helped Carly. This is where Lorenzo Alcazar had hitwoman hide a gun. Alcazar retrieved the gun, went into Sonny's back office, and held him at gunpoint. Carly walked in and was able to distract Alcazar from shooting Sonny. Sonny took his chance and shot Alcazar in the head. In November 2008, Sasha Denov sent a gang of goons to trash the coffee house and torture it. Little did they know, as the coffee house burned, Olivia Quartermain was trapped in the back of Sonny's office. Sonny managed to save her, but the building was burnt to the ground.
I do not remember any of that.
It was 2008.
I do not remember any of that.
I feel like I was in and out then. 2006 to 2008.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I always thought it was just Perks.
Yeah. And then they also maintain at least six safe houses. The primary one is used by Jason 2019 to 21 as well as to hide off enemy and momentary ally Marcus Taggart as he was shot while in Witsec on August 26th through 27th, 2020.
That's what we need to see back. Where is Taggart?
Seriously. A second was used to hide Sonny's daughter, Christina, while she was being deprogrammed from the cult.
Oh, yeah.
April 4th through May 7th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
A third was used by Nell Benson to hide when she kidnapped her and Michael's son, Wiley, from August 26th to 27th, 2020, at the same time as Taggart. They had two different houses going on at the same time. As of February 23, Sonny is letting Anna and Valentine hide here while all the... Well, all the everyone, all the everyone.
Nope.
Well, everyone's scheme. It's written that way.
I know, but nope.
Everyone schemes to take down Victor Cassadine. The fourth was used to hold Florence Gray hostage in 20 to 21. A fifth is the only one located in the city limits and temporarily housed Taggart while he was supposed to be dead from November 6th to December 17th, 2020. And a sixth safe house provided by Sonny was where Valentine and Anna briefly hid while on the run. Yeah, because they went from safe house to safe house.
Right.
Oh, boy. Now we got the whole...
Wow.
Whoa.
Who's who in the organization?
Family?
Sure. But that's not really family. That's organization. We have Sonny Corinthos, who's the boss of the organization. We have Dante Falconeri, who has nothing to do with the organization.
That's what I'm saying. This is actually just Sonny's family tree, I think.
Okay.
But you'd think...
Yeah, they would have kept it done, to who was part of the thing.
So basically it gives his family tree.
Yeah.
But points out Jason was the enforcer and business partner, Morgan and Donna's godfather, and Duke Lavery was acting boss of the organization deceased. Here, we'll do this one, though, because the mob has friends.
Still, this is considered a friend.
Do we have TJ, to say who everyone, like, do we have to read the description of everyone? Yeah. Yeah.
I think that we do, because I don't know that TJ is Sonny's friend necessarily, other than TJ Ashford, Sean's biological son, with Jordan and Molly's domestic partner. That makes sense of how he links into Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda Barrett, Sonny's ex-wife and longtime love, and Jason's ex-wife. Sean Butler, Sonny's good friend and former enforcer. I will give him that one. Stone Cates, close friend of Sonny and Jason. He was deceased. He was not really good friends with Jason. That's a lie. Lois Cirillo, close friend of Sonny and Brenda. Lily Corinthos, Sonny's late wife. Alexis Davis, mother of Sonny's daughter, Christina, and Rick's daughter and Sonny's niece, Molly. Connie Falconeri, Sonny's ex-girlfriend / ex-fiance, who is also deceased. Olivia Falconeri, close longtime friend / ex-girlfriend of Sonny's and mother of his eldest son, Dante. Max Giambetti, who we miss all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny and Jason's longtime loyal friend and former employee. Jocelyn Jax, Sonny's ex-stepdaughter, Carly's daughter with Jasper Jax, Jason's goddaughter.
Really going to call her a friend? I'm right. Like, she needs to move.
Exactly. Maxie Jones, friends with Sam, you know, they're BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
Friends with Sam and Jason and acquaintance to Sonny Spinelli's ex-girlfriend / ex-fiance and the mother of his daughter, Georgie. Sam McCall, Dante's girlfriend, Jason's ex-wife, and mother of his son, Danny. Niece, Scout, and Sonny's stillborn daughter, Lila McCall. Well, thank you for remembering her.
Yes.
Brooklyn Quartermain, goddaughter of Sonny and Brenda, consider family. Robin Scorpio Drake, Jason's ex-girlfriend and longtime friend of Sonny and Jason. Carly Spencer, Sonny's ex-wife, mother of his sons, Michael and Morgan, and his daughter, Donna, Jason's best friend and ex-lover. Luke Spencer, longtime friend of Sonny and Jason, except for the time he was evil Luke. Dante's ex-father-in-law, Rocco's maternal grandfather, father of Lucky, Ethan, and Lulu. It says deceased. Lulu is not deceased.
Just in a coma.
Just in a coma. Lulu Spencer, daughter of longtime friends Luke and Laura. What?
Dante's ex?
Lulu Spencer, daughter of longtime friends. They were more than friends, obviously, if they had a daughter.
No. Sonny's friends.
Oh, I'm like, Sonny is the friend. Oh, okay. I'm like, what? Okay. Daughter of longtime friends Luke and Laura, Dante's ex-wife, Rocco's mother, Sonny's ex-daughter-in-law, and Carly's cousin. Damian Spinelli, tech expert, friends with Sam, Jason, and Sonny. Still don't know that he's Sonny's friend either. And Elizabeth Weber, Jason's friend slash ex-fiance and mother of his son, Jake. Rick's ex-wife, Sonny's ex-sister-in-law.
And then employees. This is what I thought was going to be the family. Here we go. Present. Sonny Corinthos, boss and head of the organization. Frank is the bodyguard. Diane Miller is Sonny and Jason's top attorney. Tony DeMarco is a warehouse employee slash driver. Brick is surveillance and tech expert. Other bodyguards are Gabe, Ray, and Cal. Mickey Vasquez is an employee, don't know for what. And Alado is head of security. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
The former employees are Jason Morgan from former enforcer and Sonny's right-hand man, former acting boss when Sonny was presumed dead. Carly, acting mob boss when Jason was a fugitive. Dex Heller, former lieutenant, warehouse employee, driver, bodyguard. Brando, formerly undercover operative to infiltrate the Renault organization in order to take Cyrus Renault down. Damian Spinelli, computer hacker, PI. Duke Lavery, associate, acting boss of the organization. He is now deceased. Bruce was Duke's bodyguard, and he is deceased. Max Giambetti was bodyguard slash driver. Milo Giambetti, backup bodyguard, occasionally. Brent Green, former warehouse employee, he's deceased. Ava Jerome, former associate, provided information on Julian's mother, on Julian Jerome, mother of Sonny's daughter, Avery. Benjamin Lazaro, Sonny's former informant and crooked lawyer. Justice Ward, former lawyer, deceased. Alexis Davis, it only says Sonny's former lawyer, not daughter or mother of his daughter, Christina.
Yeah.
Rick Lansing, Sonny's former lawyer
and brother.
Benny Abrams, aww, former accountant, deceased. And Bernie Abrams, former accountant, deceased.
That's so sad.
Here, I'll let you read the rest because this is a long list.
So sad. Harry Silver, former accountant. Cooper Barrett, former insider for the PCPD, who is also deceased. Xander Smith, former warehouse employee, deceased. Logan Hayes, former bodyguard, deceased. Johnny O'Brien, former bodyguard, deceased. That's like not a good track record there. Philly?
Sure.
Former bodyguard. Troy, former bodyguard. And Cy, former bodyguard. I don't remember any of them. Stan Johnson, former computer hacker. Oh, I love
Stan. And that's Epiphany's son.
So sad. Grace Yang, blackmailed by Sonny to frame Jasper Jax. Dante Falconeri, Sonny's son. Former mob soldier, bodyguard of Sonny's children, undercover for the NYPD using alias Dominic Pirelli. Johnny Zaccara, former partner slash mob soldier. Julian Jerome, you moved it on me. There we go.
Sorry.
Former partner joined forces with Sonny while in prison in order to protect their children. He is deceased. Jordan Ashford, Duke's former associate, worked undercover for Anna Devane. Sean Butler, Sonny and Duke's former associate slash enforcer. Is he listed twice?
Yeah, I think so.
Gio, former bodyguard. Trent, former bodyguard slash driver. Greg Vaughn, former associate.
Wait.
Yeah. Cody Paul, former bodyguard. Don Metz, former driver, worked for the Novaks. Tommy Soto, former mob soldier. And Vince, former harbor master.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so Greg Vaughn was the name of the character on May 3rd, 2021.
That's funny.
Huh. How did we not pick up on it? A character's name
being the
was
same
a former
as an actor.
Huh.
That's funny.
Interesting. And then the enemies. unnamed West Coast mobster that Cyrus is involved with that we still don't know about.
Okay.
Okay. The Alcazar mob family, the Balkan mob family, the Bauer family, Dawn of Day cult defunct, DVX and Eurotech inactive, the Hook incarcerated, Drow mob family defunct, Lavery mob family, Novak mob family, Renault organization defunct, Roscoe mob family, Ruiz mob family, Scully Smith, Trujillo, Zakara mob families. I'm just going to tie them all up. Lorenzo Alcazar deceased, Louise Alcazar deceased, Hank Archer slash Shiloh deceased, Peter August deceased, The Balkan deceased, Nell Benson Jerome deceased, Charles Bushima deceased, Helena Cassadine deceased, Valentine Cassadine formerly, Victor Cassadine deceased, Drew Kane formerly, John Cates is in bold, Ryan Chamberlain deceased, Margot Dawson formerly. Okay, the following people are deceased. Alex Devane, Sasha Deneuve, John Durant, Cesar Faison, Franco Baldwin, Jarvey, Julian Jerome, Olivia Jerome, Andre Karpov, Trevor Lansing, Vince Novak, Cassandra Pierce is presumed deceased, Esme Prince, and AJ Quartermain. And then there is just Mason Gatlin is incarcerated, Jerry Jacks, Rick Lansing, John McBain, Joey Novak, Cyrus Renault.
Also bolded.
Yeah. Stone?
Also bolded, but it should say deceased.
And it should, but when was he an enemy?
Maybe when they very first met, because he was stealing from people.
Maybe.
So maybe he stole from them, and that was how they got to be angry.
Yeah.
And then talk it out.
So yeah, so that is the quick recap of the entire Mob Corinthos Mob organization.
Corinthos Morgan organization.
They actually have, I guess it's the estate information is 1420 Quartz Lane, Suite 301. Oh. That's where you can write your mail to Sonny Corinthos' mob family.
I'm going to write some, see what happens.
Dear Sonny,
can you knock someone off for me? What's the going rate?
Sincerely, I don't know.
Shannon.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
And then next week we will cover the minor mob family. So we're not going to go into deep detail right now about some of the other ones that aren't mentioned. There is a whole article on the minor mob families. But I think there's ones like the Zakaras and stuff like that that aren't mentioned in it, but are obviously of importance from the past, but they just haven't been mentioned lately either. So we'll do that at some other time.
There you go.
So join us on Monday as we recap this week's episodes. Maybe someone will have been arrested or shot or deceased, or Sonny will give the business back to Jason.
Maybe. Or back from the dead.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We forgot to recap that. Hold on.
I don't think anybody came back.
Well, no. So Sonny fired Jason twice. He gave up the business and gave it to Jason once. Gave it to Duke once, and he, quote, died once.
Okay.
Jason only quit one time and gave back to Sonny. He took the business one time and gave it back to Sonny one time. And Jason died once, and Carly was head
of the organization.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Well, with that, have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you at the pier. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect. So if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.